And now, time for a sweaty dance party. This playlist is created by an app called Songza, and if you're up to get down, this app has a virtual mixtape for you. Songza offers ready-made playlists for all kinds of activities, everything from waking up to unwinding after a long day, to lists with tongue-in-cheek names such as Indie Music That's Not Too Weird. Well, we asked Chicago-based wedding DJ Mary Nisi to trade in her turntables for a smartphone for this review.
The whole app is based on the idea that you log in and it's Wednesday and it's late afternoon and it gives you six options of what could potentially be happening to you. It could be, you know, working, about to head on your commute, home from work, studying, a midday dance party. Click on midday dance party. And then within that, it gives you pretty broad genres like 90s, 2000s, 50s, 60s, indie pop, and then like might have some weird wild card in there like European city dancing or whatever. One of the few complaints I have for this app is that it's like a rabbit hole. It's like, especially for someone like myself that, you know, I want to kind of hear what I want to hear, and I will keep going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into the app. So I actually convinced my spin instructor to play it, and we chose Massive Pop Hits, which was basically what I want out of exercising. I want to feel like I'm like dancing in a gay dance club. There was a remix of Titanium by Sia, and that kind of set the room on fire. People went kind of bananas for that one. I'm bulletproof, nothing to lose, fire away, fire away. Overall, the app itself is pretty great. You know, instead of having to make a playlist for every situation you go into, if you are going to a barbecue or if you are cleaning the house, not cleaning the house, studying, taking a study break, dancing in your living room, there's literally a playlist for everything in there. And I will say it pretty much has something for everybody. Anything you
want, you got it. That's wedding DJ Mary Nisi with her review of the app called Songza.